This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Early 2013 was dominated by rumours of dissolution of Parliament by the end of February, but that only happened on April 3rd. But the volatility still pervaded then?
Yes, it did. In fact, in the first 4 months of this year, the KLCI has underperformed its regional peers. It was down 0.2% for the year-to-date to just the day before Parliament was dissolved, as compared to strong gains of 16% in the Philippines, slightly under 15% in Indonesia, 11% in Thailand, and even about 4.8% in Singapore. Now, the political overhang was the main stumbling block then for that would actually have had an implication on policy direction. The 13th general election on the 5th of May removed the overhang, so that actually restored confidence in the Malaysia market.
But there was still an uptrend in the market supported by a lot of foreign buying. So what sectors were they actually into then?
Well, during that time, the KLCI was up 28 points within a month. That is after the dissolution of Parliament until just before the 13th general election. Now, in the month of April itself, the foreigners were heavily buying. Net foreign buying of 5.3 billion in that month was perhaps the highest in the recent times. And they took a bet that the incumbent ruling coalition will win the elections. Even in May itself, after the elections, foreign net buying continued to the tune of 3.8 billion ringgit. Consequently, as a result, market foreign shareholding reached an annual high of 25.2% at the end of May from 23.9% at the end of last year. Now, the buying was quite broad-based, actually.
Well, KLCI leapt post-GE. Was it the quantum and the pace that you were anticipating?
We upgraded our year-end KLCI target to 1815 on the 6th of May, just after the 13th general elections. And since then, the KLCI has reached multiple highs. It reached 1788 on the 14th of May, 1810 on 24th July, 1818 on 24th October, and most recently 1851 on the 17th of December. Of course, the KLCI also fell to broad-based selling, diving to an immediate low of 1686 on the 28th of August, as foreigners or foreign investors exited the region and emerging markets in general on concerns of an early tapering of quantitative easing in the U.S., which has been the prime driver of liquidity flows. And based on last Friday's close, the KLCI has gained about 9% year-to-date. Well, the quantum and the pace has slightly surpassed our most recent target of 1830 for this year-end.
Well, Fitch downgraded Malaysia's outlook to negative, and that resulted in the KLCI taking a beating, moving down from 1,800 points down to less than 1,700. But who were the winners, you feel, during that time?
There were no real winners at that point in time. The downgrade happened on the 30th of July after, you know, the Fed's chairman spoke of also a potential early start of a QE tapering. Now, and the market has interpreted the start of QE tapering by as early as September or October. And concerns at that point in time, especially for Malaysia, was on the narrowing current account surplus and fiscal deficit. So that prompted selling by the foreigners, whom also sold in the region as well.
US dollar markedly appreciated against emerging market currencies during July to August, and concerns over twin deficits were pervasive then. How did that affect the market and your stock choices in particular?
Well, on 28th of August, the KLCI had dived to an immediate low of 1686, falling 124 points or 6.8% from a high of 1810 on 24th of July. Now, on 29th of August, we put our year-end 2013 KLCI target of 1840 under review. We, at that point in time, we have turned to the basics for stock picking. Those that have a resilient growth path, proven and strong management, unstretched balance sheet and M&A potential to unlock values.
Well, year-end is usually characterized by fresh all-time highs, mostly thanks to window dressing. Has this always been the case, looking back over the past 5 years?
Well, in 2010, the KLCI was up 2% in the last month of the year. And 2011, it was up 4% in December alone. And last year, it gained 5%. Now, this year, the KLCI has also made up for the month to date. We have seen such trend in the last couple of years. Nonetheless, this will be behind us soon. And for next year, we do think that the external volatility will continue, although milder, with the U.S. taper being priced in. As spoken last week, we have maintained our end 2014 KLCI target of 1940.
Well, thanks, Wong Chiu Han, Head of Research at Maybank Investment Bank.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, The Business Station.